Episode 1014, Some Things Cannot Be Taught.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is time to shake off the week. It is Friday. Weekend is around the corner. And guess what? It is confession day. So we are laying it all out on the table, real, raw. You know, we got to face it. Some things cannot be taught. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Nobody has a bigger heart for their children than their mother. As much as we want to protect and shelter and even orchestrate their life, come on, be honest, you do, some things cannot be taught. My daughter called me yesterday afternoon, and I really wasn't sure if something was wrong or what was really going on. Usually she just comes home and we talk, but for some reason, she just wanted her mama. She wanted to hear my voice, and this came after a few texts that she sent me. And I was like, I'm not really sure what's going on. You know how your kids do things and you begin to go, what's really up their sleeve? What do they want? Well, this was truly nothing out of the ordinary because nothing is too abnormal for a college student. Well, her text read this. Yes, that's all I can do is to take one step at a time. I know God's got me. Seems to be a common theme this year where he's really pushing me to surrender, let go, and trust. That's shown up in every aspect of my life thus far. He must mean business. Some things cannot be taught because we have to learn by taking one step at a time. I think with my children, I feel like I kind of hammer into them one step, rely on God, have faith. Even when things don't go our way, there's a reason. You may not understand that reason at that immediate moment in your life. And sometimes you don't understand it at all in your life. But as you continue your journey, the puzzle pieces begin to come together differently. And the Lord shows you things. And sometimes kids just don't get it because some things cannot be taught. As much as we want to teach our children and love on them, as much as we want to have an easier life, I mean, don't you want an easier life? I know I do. Come on, it is confession day. Some things cannot be taught. They must be experienced. When in life have you learned that you had to experience, yet mom could have told you 100 times, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Are you experiencing life, learning critical life skills along the way? Are you doing that now where you are? Because as adults, we can limit ourselves by thinking, I got this. We know it all. We have life figured out. And I wish it was that simple. I wish we had life figured out because then it would be easy. And we could sit back on the beach all the time and not have to maybe work as hard. Maybe way back in the olden days, before that apple was eaten, maybe then we would have understood. But we're all fallen and we all fall short. And it really hit my daughter. She's, you know, on her final year, she's going to be graduating, lots of things in front of her. And she's really beginning to figure out who she is. But mama could have told her all this stuff. Some things cannot be taught. They have to be experienced. You see, the only constant in life is change. Each of us, regardless of age, needs to continually learn with each step we take. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Continually learn with each step. I say it all the time. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That greatness is different for each of us. That journey is different for each of us. But remember, life is a journey. It's not a destination. However, most of us are living a life as if we're trying to get to the destination. Are you trying to get to your vacation? because that's where you want to be. Well, that's not life. That's not really how life works. It's not a vacation where you plan that this day it's going to happen, because life happens. Things get in the way. Fights occur between husband and wife. Children, squabbles. Yeah, cats and dogs, you get it, right? Fingernails on the chalkboard. Mom's frustrated. A loss of a job, a move to a new city. It can go on and on and on. Finances, bills, trying to find a church, trying to fit in with a community that you never thought was really yours. The only thing in life that is constant is change. And if you want to get where you want to go, you have to dig deeper. And that means deeper than book knowledge. I love books. I read all the time. I interview authors. I read their stories because we all have a story to tell. And it's an important story to share. But it's not all about just the book. It's all about experiencing it at a totally different level. You know, we think about on-the-job training. The only way you're going to get on-the-job training in life is to live it. To live it full out. And when my sweet daughter called me after she had sent me that text, I got exactly where she was. She got it. But it's been a lesson that has been taught to her over and over and over again. It was the pie in the face, the pie in the face, oh, the pie in the face. Sometimes we need to be reminded and taught in order for us to truly understand and envelop what God wants us to be doing with our lives. So if you have to continually learn with each step, what does that look like? We want to get to that miles of greatness in our life. So what do? Number one, we surrender. You have to give up the control and let God lead. My daughter, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Mama likes control. Firstborn girl likes control. I think humans as a whole, we like control. But God doesn't ask that of us. He asks us to surrender, to give of our lives, to give up the control, and to let him lead. And that's hard, because sometimes we don't know, am I supposed to go through that door? Or wait, maybe I was supposed to be about three blocks back and I just kind of missed the bus. God always brings you back around, but you have to surrender. Number two, let go. Forgive the past and be present in the moment. How was your week this week? Did you find yourself wishing you were 15 pounds lighter than when you had your last child? Now you're 30 pounds heavier. Did you find yourself wishing that you would have kept one job instead of switching and changing to another job? Maybe you wish you had never told your spouse something because it only led to an argument, which really didn't matter. It wasn't a right or wrong. It just left both parties frustrated. You got to forgive the past and be present in the moment. Because our moments are fleeting. They come and go. We're promised today in this moment. So what do you want to do in this moment? Let go of that past. And be present. And number three, trust. Trust, what a big word, and it's a scary word. It's a word that, yeah, we kind of learn on the job by our mistakes. But God says, I want you to go deeper. Know that God's got you. Trust in God's process, not your own. Do you remember when you were in high school? I can remember way back. Okay, I'm going to date myself here. But there was this funny, weird test. And this was way back when student council was a little bit different. I know in some school districts, you still vote on who you want for student council. Some people are just appointed to it. In our school, we had a huge class. We had way over 400 people. And when we were to go vote, I never thought in a million years that I would ever be on student council.
I want secretary. How cool.
Secretary of the student council. Not of just the class, but of the student council. Yeah, I probably would have liked president or vice president, but we had two amazing people who served in that. But it was very interesting because in that whole process, part of our training to be in student council was to take a couple of these tests. What you want to be when you grow up? Okay, it wasn't called that, but basically that's what it was. And it kind of planned out your life. Well, if you're going to be a fireman, this is what it will look like. You know, you're going to have to go here and you have to do this. And it wasn't like telling you what school to go to, but whether it was a certification, whether it was a college degree, was it a two-year versus a four-year college degree? Was it into graduate school versus, you know, just stopping at your bachelor's? All this stuff. So it was kind of like this plan. So I remember going through it, and I took the test probably about three or four different times. Oddly enough, it came up with two or three different answers. However, they all related. They were all medically based. It was either a physician or a veterinarian. And it was interesting because I thought, okay, well, at least I know I'm supposed to go in the medical field. That's cool. And yeah, that's what I wanted. And I thought, oh, I got the plan. I'm going to do this. I go off to college. I change my major literally probably six or seven times. But I always had pre-med in there. My major always changed, but pre-med was always the baseline. I graduated with more credits than you can imagine. But you know what? Did I ever live out the plan that was set forth to me by this test done in high school? Nope. I never saw it come true. Life happens. Some things cannot be taught. You have to experience life. You have to trust in God's process, not your own. Even a test, even your own wisdom, God's process is much better. No, life hasn't been easy, and it's not easy. And it's never going to be easy. But when you begin to understand and you have your eyes open to what God is seeing, nothing is impossible. My daughter saw that yesterday. In her text, that's what she revealed. She got and understood that, you know what? One step at a time does lead to miles of greatness. But I got to first surrender, let go, and trust. And all will be revealed at its time. And I can do what I need to do. After she processed that through her text, that's when the phone call came. Mom, I just wanted to hear your voice. Some things can't be taught. They must be experienced. What are you teaching yourself today? What are you giving your children today? How are you surrendering? How are you letting go? How are you trusting? Maybe you want help with that. It's not an easy process. I still don't have it down, Pat. You would think with five children, I have all the answers. I have a lot of them, but I don't have them all. I'm still learning, and I will continue to learn. But I also have to understand that I have to surrender and let go and trust. If you want some help with that, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I want to help you right where you are. It doesn't cost anything, I promise you. I'm not going to hard sell you. You know me better than that. God wants me to serve, and this is one way I can give you a coaching call so you can experience coaching and see how empowering coaching really is and how life-changing it is. Click on that link. Don't be afraid. It's okay. Hey, it's the weekend, so click on it. You have nothing else to do, right? Wink, wink. No, I know you do. But seriously, where are you in your life? Because I know it gets tough. It gets tough for me. And I can only imagine how tough it is for others. I mean, I look at my life and I got to count my blessings because there's a lot of other people that don't have what I have. And it's not about comparison. It's about knowing where God has placed me and understanding where I am supposed to be moving and my responsibilities in life and the life that God is creating for me. I have to be willing to go forward. That's a lot of responsibility. We all need a coach. We all need help. Sometimes we need someone to lean on. Maybe that's where you are right now. Click on that link, take aim. Let's set up that call and let's chat. Maybe you just need to hear that comforting voice, the reassurance that guess what? It is going to be okay. Because one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.